Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Now, Thursday, March the 23rd, here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Still an active search in Eaton. The mayor says tax sale is a good thing. And get out the vote in Delaware County. There is an effort underway and continuing. We'll have live in-studio guests later this hour. Good morning. I am Steve Lindell. Emily Guffey is my producer in the Axia Command Center. And people are still talking about the missing Eaton young man, Scotty Dean Morris. This story started last week, and they're going to have a candlelight vigil tonight as we're sitting here this morning, 8:06 a.m. live on March 23rd. That'll be at 7 p.m. at 301 East Harris Street. Several churches in the Eaton area are involved in this, hosting the event. Again, not to be redundant, but for those that haven't heard yet, first and foremost, the school system, Delcom, is on spring break this week. I think officials continue to hope that maybe Scotty Dean Morris might be still in the area and okay, but not having heard from him or anybody that's seen or known of his whereabouts in that many days is obviously worrying everybody. The other thing that's happening here, and police warned again about making accusations online. The efforts to find young Mr. Morris continue. Now, you may have seen or read or heard of some accounts that said they've stopped the search. That the police say in a Facebook post is inaccurate. While they did stop the volunteer efforts to search for Scotty Dean Morris, the authorities have continued their search. And what they're saying here, quoting a newspaper article, Star Press, quote, "We just need to find that young man. We can do second guessing and that stuff later." That is Curtis Little, volunteer in the Albany area, saying that. And further inspection of the area along the Mississinewa River has continued, as well as some other searching and search areas as well. Again, still an active search. I just looked at the statewide Silver Alert page, I don't know, for the millionth time this morning, just a little while ago. And it is still an active search for 14-year-old Scotty Dean Morris, 5'4", 150 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Last seen March 16th. Now, this is the 23rd and still missing. If you know of anything or anybody that might know of anything, call 911 or the Eaton Police Department and tell them what you know. The Eaton cops number is 765-396-3297. And yes, this is a 911 call situation as well. Steve Lindell on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. We are live in our talk studio at this moment, bottom of hour, about 8:30. We'll have guests in the studio with me. They're going to talk about Project 50, Project 50. They're trying to get 50% or more of registered voters to vote in Delaware County. Delaware County is one of the states or counties in the state which has one of the lowest voter turnout rates in recent elections. So we have a May primary coming up, and then we have the general election in November, and some groups are coming together to try to get that to be improved. And we certainly hope you exercise your right to vote and encourage others to do the same. Maybe you could give a ride to a neighbor or help somebody to know how to absentee vote if that's an issue or whatever. There's a lot of ways that you can do it legally and within the whole bounds of the rules and everything. So we'll talk to George Foley and Jason Donati at 8:30 this morning in our studio for WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and on Alexa, play WMUN. We're going to get to our news summary right now. Yeah, we're going to go to that as we talk about what we are covering on our newscasts, airing throughout the Wolf Boom Radio Group in East Central Indiana, and now on WMUN. Indiana's gas tax going up again in the next month.
It's the third month in a row the tax on a gallon of gasoline will go up in Indiana. Starting April 1st, the state's gasoline use tax will move up nearly half a penny to 19 cents per gallon, according to the state's Department of Revenue. The tax is based on the average price of gasoline in Indiana during the previous month. That means when prices go up, so does the tax. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. 2 months, 18's under arrest after another teen was shot in the city Monday. 18-year-olds R.J. Jr. Graham and Justin Michael Johnson charged with aggravated battery and criminal recklessness following the incident in the area of 16th and Ebright Streets, a 19-year-old victim taken by ambulance to the hospital in stable condition. A 6-year-old boy found home alone in Henry County. Now two adults face charges. Police say 39-year-old Brandy Nicole Hall Burton and 47-year-old Steve Gossett were charged with two counts of neglect of a dependent. The pair were arrested late last week after the child was inside a Knightstown home with no electrical service or running water.
This Saturday, 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz will hold a town hall meeting in Muncie.
I look forward to meeting a lot of people and talking about any issues. No filter. We can talk about anything. You can ask any question and everyone can come to the town hall.
Starts 11 a.m. at Muncie City Hall's auditorium. $1.7 million from Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority has been awarded to six Indiana not-for-profits to administer the Home Funded Program. The organizations will assist income-eligible households with at least one member who was formerly incarcerated. LBC News Bits, holding hands can reduce pain for those of loved ones. There's a survey that confirms that. Purdue says colorful sidewalks move tourists. Those polled are more apt to walk around a city with paths that lead them to a museum or historic site that were clearly marked and decorated. The Muncie mayor continues to say the Muncie Mall being sold is good news. He shared that with us many months ago. And the recent tax sale announcement is part of legal steps that the bank must take to be allowed to sell it to new owners. And sometime this year, he says it's likely to change hands. Watch the mayor's Facebook post from yesterday for more comments. Now that it's passed both the House and Senate, and President Biden signed it this week, what's next related to the Origins of COVID bill? 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz.
What's happened? Why it's happened? And why? World Health Organization that's supposed to be the one who sends the signal, who monitors them, did nothing, not just did nothing, tried to cover up what was happening in China.
Yesterday on the new WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show, LBC News Bits, use smaller words. A study concluded that people who use complicated language, when simple words will do, tend to be viewed as less intelligent than those who use a more basic and understandable vocabulary. Children's medication, antibiotics, and treatment for ADHD among the shortage of drugs. NBC reports it'll get worse in the near future, and a new report prepared by Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee said all that this week.
I'm Peter Killeen. Minority Health Coalition of Madison County and Intersect Inc. reps met at the State House to advocate for changes regarding tobacco. The Herald Bulletin reporting those changes include increasing the tax on each pack of cigarettes by $2. Grow a Row is a national program focusing on planting, picking, rescuing, and delivering free fresh garden produce to community partners who then distribute them to neighbors. Grow a Row gardeners have access to 10-plus donation sites in Delaware, Blackford, Jay, and Grant counties. The local effort is spearheaded by members of the Healthy Community Alliance Food Council and Nutrition Work Group.
A famous circus group is reinventing itself to create a new animal-free show.
The Ringling Bros and Barnum & Bailey Circus will now be performing without animals. Instead, shows will feature stunts on the high wire, trapeze, and more. The Associated Press reports that you will not only see new acts, but a completely new set as well. Shows will be an integration of modern technology, dangerous stunts, and the classic circus that people love. This change comes after years of discussion and rebranding efforts. The Greatest Show on Earth will visit Indy's Gainbridge Fieldhouse in early December. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
LBC News Bits, watch out for unsolicited texts asking if you made a recent purchase. It's a fraud tactic known as smishing. Old National Bank told customers recently to simply ignore the text. May 6th will be a big day in Muncie, BSU spring commencement, and the Rialto fundraiser, same day. The Cardinal plan is posted on our local news page this morning, and the Meridian event starts at 6 p.m. that day. Domestic violence is believed to be the reason behind a shooting on the south side of Indianapolis that injured three people. Kurt Darling has the story.
Two women and a man were wounded in the shooting.
All three of the people are giving different stories at this present time.
IMPD Captain Don Weilhammer, he says the two women walked into a hospital with gunshot wounds shortly after midnight. Police believe they were shot while trying to keep the man from shooting himself during a struggle at an apartment near Troy and Madison Avenues. The man has since been detained by police. The women are alive at the hospital. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
And on the new WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell. One of the stories we covered briefly there was the Muncie Mall tax sale. You will hear the mayor's voice from that social media post he did earlier this week. That's in just a moment on the new WMUN.
You know, a cyber thief can steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.
This just in, pizzas are a hit at Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club. The classics you love, pepperoni, meat lovers, and the ones that are unique to Mulligan's, like the pesto margarita. Come hungry, whether you're with your family or with the guys on football nights, or, you know, just by yourself. Visit CrestviewGolf.net for the full pizza menu and the specials that you can enjoy every week. Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
Hey sports fans, Craig Robbins with Walls Furniture. At Walls, furniture buying has never been better. Prices and wait times have receded. At Walls Furniture, 90% of our showroom is in stock. That's right, in stock. We do things better at Walls. You need furniture, you don't want to wait, you know where to go.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Farm equipment and supporting the community is their specialty. Reynolds Farm Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, is a proud supporter of local high school sports. Reynolds Farm Equipment is a leading John Deere equipment dealer serving farmers, homeowners, landscapers, and commercial contractors rooted in Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment has been serving and supporting the community for 68 years. Visit ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com to see if they can help right here in your community.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And we're live at 8:19 in the morning on March the 23rd. Tomorrow is my wife's birthday. That is for me to remember. I'm just going to say that several times during the hour. I'm Steve Lindell. Hi, Nancy. One traffic alert happening right now as we're live on the air. If you're headed towards Indianapolis in the Zionsville area, there is a I-465 northbound crash they've been dealing with for a little while. Again, that's northbound. So if someone's coming from the airport in Indianapolis back to Muncie or Delaware County, that might impact them. NDOT says that that crash has the left lane blocked there next 30 minutes. There was an earlier accident that was on the south side of Indianapolis. That one says now cleared. In fact, there were two. There was one on 65 and one on 465 way around Beech Grove and the south side of the loop around Indianapolis. That's been cleared away. NDOT is showing red as stoppages from Fishers to the 465 split, but no accident icon in there. All right, we're talking about what people are talking about, and one of the items on the docket is the impending sale of the Muncie Mall. A tax sale will happen soon, and we wanted to bring you in his own voice, the Muncie mayor. This is from a social media post he made earlier this week, and he has told us on WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio News and yours truly, reporter Steve Lindell, and about this situation, that at some point down the road, he believes and has believed it would be a good thing that the Muncie Mall would be sold and then potentially developed by somebody else as opposed to the mall ownership the way it's been working out recently.
Some very good news about the mall. So as a former banker, I'll just explain why this is very good news. The bank has been managing the mall for well over 2 years now. So the owners, Washington Prime out of Columbus, Ohio, they were not able to make their payments, so they gave the property back to the bank. But there are steps that have to be taken. And I know as a former banker that until those steps are taken and it's in the name of the bank, they can't sell it. And so what is exciting for me is that the fact that the bank has now taken some of those steps to get the title into their name. These are some legal steps that they must take with any property, whether it's an individual or whether it's Washington Prime and the Muncie Mall. They have to take those steps to get it into their name before they can get it to an investor. So I feel they either are ready to sell the mall now to someone else who will come in and revitalize it, or they already have somebody in mind, so they have to go through this process. It will be in the paper again, and the public notices again, because that's required, probably a couple, two more, three times. And it'll take 4 or 5 months to get through the whole process, but it is very good news for the city of Muncie. It's very good news for those tenants inside the mall, because they're going to get new ownership now. And what that will mean is that that should benefit them. Right now, there are 37 tenants at the mall, 37. 28 of those are national companies or large regional companies, but are large companies that are on 10-year leases. And so it's not like they can just be kicked out without substantial compensation. And they all want to be here. The other nine are either local companies or smaller companies that are on 3-year or less leases. So all of those 37 tenants will be looking for those exciting opportunities when new ownership of the mall comes in. I know that we had presented them with or had helped them with the opportunity for some additional tenants, but they needed smaller space. The bank was not in a position or unwilling, since they don't technically own the mall, to make the repairs that were necessary to divide one of the spaces into three. So that fell through. But there are tenants that want to be here. So it's really exciting to me that sometime this year this will either be sold and or redeveloped. And having a new investor and new fresh eyes and somebody coming in with some funds to do that revitalization will be very exciting for our city. So I'm thrilled that that is finally happening. And I've been hoping and hoping and hoping that it would start. So this is very good news.
That is Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from a social media post the other day. He was sitting at his desk doing that one. And we wanted to bring you his own words of that Muncie Mall situation. I'm Steve Lindell. This is the new WMUN. That's short for Muncie. On the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Let's lay out your day here as we're just getting started together.
It's March 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Puppy Day. What could bring more joy into a person's day than cuddly, fluffy puppies? Their cute faces, their fun, frenetic energy, and their desire to give love can bring a smile to any face and melt even the hardest of hearts. But this day is meant to bring attention to the ever-growing need to find forever homes for adult dogs and puppies alike. According to the ASPCA, more than 3.3 million dogs enter shelters each year, many with litters of puppies. So if you're looking for a new best friend, perhaps start with your local animal shelter. And remember, raising a puppy is a big responsibility. Make sure you're up to the challenge. Also on this date, in 1903, the Wright brothers filed for a patent on a flying machine. And in 2020, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a global ceasefire to all hostilities and called on all nations to come together to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On the new WMUN's Delaware County Today, the Wright brothers with ties to Indiana, I don't know, there's been some conjecture about that story, but they actually, I think, have some ties to Henry County with plain work that they did there. I think that's how that story goes. Anyway, and by the way, with respect to puppies, we have two puppies in our house. Puppy Day, is that what he said it was today? Our puppies are not puppies anymore. They are wily veterans, but good morning to Buddy and to Trinity, who are listening right now. Very popular among dogs. There is a movie starting, I think, this weekend that Nancy, my beautiful wife, and I will certainly see.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Keanu Reeves, who returns as John Wick for Chapter 4.
It's really been an extraordinary opportunity. He's just as an artist. And to be able to do what you love with a character that you love and in a world that you get to play in is an extraordinary gift.
Yeah, and for the action side of it, when you're in it and you're pushing yourself, how much is, of course, for the film and the audience, and how much has become a personal challenge for you now?
Yeah, they've always been connected. I get a chance to work with an extraordinary director, Chad Stahelski, and his vision. And so for me, to be able to do what he sees and his inventiveness is really the challenge and the gift.
How much do you then, at this point, collaborate with him when it comes to what you can do and to take it a little further?
I'm really actually the limit to his what he can do. I know that there's so much there, and if it's like, I can just get to there, you know.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm not sure I want to give the plot away at all, but I have heard that in that movie, some bad guys might perish. I think that's how that works out. As we are awaiting our guests arriving now in our building, I'm Steve Lindell on the new WMUN's Delaware County Today. We will bring guests into the studio to talk about their efforts in the Muncie, Delaware County area to get people out and vote in the primary and general election. It's called Project 50, and we will hear all about it coming up in just a few minutes on WMUN. Also, before the top of the hour, if we have time, we will brief you on what we know about a potentially deadly fungus that Indiana is dealing with, and really various parts of the country. We will get to that CDC information, if we can, before the top of the hour. Guests coming in next, though, on the new WMUN.
March is a big month at Plan Z. It's the month when people who quit the first diet they started in January decide not to quit on their weight loss goals. It's also the time we run our customer appreciation sale. This year, we're going to pull out all the stops by offering a totally new pricing program for Plan Z. Become a member for just $19 a month. Then buy your dieting supplies as you need them. The ZR50 Crave Control Spray will be discounted too. This stuff is magic. Of course, this is a very limited time offer, so hop on it. Plan Z is still backed up with two guarantees. One of them is a skeptic's guarantee that allows you to try Plan Z and convince yourself that this is the right diet for you. If you have ever thought about doing Plan Z but backed off because it didn't fit the budget, take the time now to visit PlanZDiet.com and get the new details on this amazing offer. We are still the safest, most effective, best-tasting diet on the planet. You'll eat real food, you won't have to exercise, and you'll see results fast. PlanZDiet.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, man, watch your step. That sidewalk is...
Oh,
it's not level.
Is your concrete patio or walkway uneven? Is your chimney leaning away from your house? Do you have any concrete problems at all? If so, then A1 Concrete Leveling is here to pump it up with their patented equipment designed to put concrete and foundation back on level. A1 Concrete Leveling can tackle any job, big or small, and can help save you 50 to 70% over the cost of replacement. A1 Concrete Leveling wants to fix the problem instead of just treating the symptoms. Call 282-9697. That's 282-9697. Get on the level with A1 Concrete Leveling.
Hello. This is a message from Congresswoman Victoria Spartz's office. Congresswoman Spartz continues her in-person town halls, with the next one scheduled for Saturday, March 25th at the Muncie City Hall Auditorium, located at 300 North High Street in Muncie. For more information, please call Representative Spartz's office at 317-848-0201. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
As we have reached 8:32 in the morning now on March the 23rd, guests in studio honored to have none other than George Foley. He's sitting right there across from me. George, good to see you. Oh, come on. You can be closer
good
to the
morning,
mic.
Steve.
There you go. And then Jason Donati is here, too. Always a good friend. Saw you just the other day at the Farm Fest not that long ago. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Good morning.
So today's conversation is about voting. And in the primary coming up and then in the general coming up again in November, we've got to convince people in Delaware County, George, to get out and vote. So Project 50, tell us what this is and who all is involved.
Yeah, thanks again for having us here on the radio.
Yeah.
But Project 50 is it's your choice.
Your voice, your choice.
Your
yeah.
voice, your choice.
All right.
And so Jason and myself and the group that we're in called Forward Vision, which is a not-for-profit organization, every 4 years we try to encourage people to vote. So we try to do some events about voter registration. But this year we noticed from 2019 that registered voters didn't get out and vote. Numbers were as low as like 19% of neighborhoods that didn't get out and vote.
So they were registered. They did that yep. part, but they just didn't exercise their right.
They just didn't exercise their civil right to vote. So Jason and I, we came up with Project 50, which basically stands for let's try to encourage 50% of the registered voters to get out and vote this year for the election.
Jason Donati, the groups, you mentioned Forward Visions, but there's several groups involved. Why don't you go
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we're partnering with Muncie Black Expo, the Muncie NAACP chapter, and the Muncie Delaware Black Chamber of Commerce. And this initiative is also sponsored by Indiana Michigan Power. And it, like George said, we're really trying. We look at it as we don't have a voter registration problem. We have a voter turnout problem. And so the whole idea is to encourage people to get out to vote. In the last presidential election in 2020, Delaware County actually tied with Madison County as the lowest turnout in the state of Indiana.
Why do you think that is? Is there any way to know? I mean, it's conjecture, but gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people don't come out to vote. So I think a lot of it is education and, you know, encouraging people and having them have an opportunity to meet the candidates. And so that's something that we're also doing on April 1st that we wanted to encourage people to come out to.
Tell me, April 1st?
Yeah, so April 1st, we're doing a Meet the Candidate event, and it's the first Project 50 event where we're going to encourage people to either register to vote because the voter registration deadline is April 3rd, or they can also prove that they're registered to vote, and we're going to give them a T-shirt that says Project 50, My Voice, My Choice, and ask them to take a pledge. And basically, the pledge says that they will vote in this municipal election.
All right, so. Jason Donati, one of my guests. George Foley, you've talked to me several times about these kinds of efforts, and this one in particular. You don't care who people vote for with this. You just want people to stand up and do what they're allowed to do.
Yeah, we just want people to know that their vote really counts. Especially in our local elections. And so the event that we just talked about, Meet the Candidates, we've invited all the participants. It's a nonpartisan event. And we've had a really good response about people that's running for office. They're going to come to this event. And everybody come out, meet these candidates. So, you know, they'll have a chance to talk about what they plan to do when they're in office. And then after the event, they'll be able to have one-on-one conversations with these politicians. So we think that's a good way to help people understand that your vote counts. And then meet the candidates and see what they're going to do in your neighborhood, in the city, in the county.
We are on WMUN. This is Delaware County Today, daily talk show on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams. This information and audio will be available on the podcast, so people, you all can share it on your social media platforms, and we will also have it in our news coverage on all of our Wolf Boom radio stations, too. That's how we roll. Jason, back to you. As we look forward at people, you know, getting more involved, it's always been kind of a thing stuck in my head that, you know, some people have a tendency to say, woe is me, to complain and say how things should be better and whatever. And everybody in America, you know, you got the right to say that. Mm-hmm. But gosh, if you don't say something and push the button, as it were, then doggone it, then just you should probably not be saying stuff. I mean, all you got to do is make that couple of minute investment in your time to get out and vote for who you think should win the various elections.
Absolutely. And, you know, to vote, there's a lot of opportunities. You can early vote at the county building a month before. You know, they're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 at the Delaware County building. You can go in and early vote. You don't have to have a reason. You could just, you know, you're saying you can't vote on election day or whatever. You go in, it's convenient. There's also two Saturday voting times that will be in April, and then of course on election day. So, you know, I was always taught, you know, you got to vote. As soon as I was old enough to vote,
same here,
I haven't missed an election. But I do understand when some people say, hey, what does it matter? Or I'm frustrated with maybe they had a bad experience. The main thing is get to know your government, get to understand how it works. And you'll see right away, you attend a Muncie City Council meeting, you'll see right away how many decisions are made that impact you.
Really? So. Absolutely. You're right. And on that particular note, the city council meeting, for instance, you can be involved as a citizen now. You can be involved and not even be in the room anymore, you know, because there's those digital ways mm-hmm. to attend a meeting. And I think it's different, too. And this is from a broadcaster standpoint, too, now, guys. We can tell people on the radio in a newscast or in an interview a little bit about the whole situation, the story, the whatever it is. But I think you get it firsthand as a citizen. And I know it takes more time and more effort to attend a city council meeting or whatever, but gosh, it is eye-opening, I think, sometimes. George, you can speak to this, your work with the city and with the Parks Department and all. I think the Parks Department just had a meeting the other day, and you know, people can raise a hand and say, hey, guys, did you think about this? Or, you know, hey, I don't understand what you're doing there. Maybe you could tell me a little more. And doggone it, Mayor Ridenour, George Foley, Jason Donati, Sanitary District, or whatever, you don't hold back. You want them to know and understand, right?
Yeah, I agree, you know, because at the end there's always public opinions that they have.
Yep.
And so we encourage people to attend. You know, from a park perspective, we want you to come and let us know in your neighborhood you would like to see some beautification or improvement at your parks or whatever like that. And we listen to those concerns. And then, you know, we go to the table. We talk to the mayor, the deputy mayor. We talk to city council members. And, yeah, that's go to those meetings. We know you can't make one every month.
Sure.
But go. There's a lot of people who have concerns about their neighborhood and where they live. And attending some of those meetings are important.
All right. Anything, Jason, that we haven't touched on about Project 50 that we want to make sure to mention today?
I just want to make sure that I mention the location because I might have missed that.
Okay, please do.
But April 1st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Church of Living God at 1120 East Washington Street will be that first event. Meet the candidates. You can come and prove your registration and sign the pledge to get a T-shirt, or you can register at the event and take the pledge, and we'll be handing out those free T-shirts to try to energize and encourage people to get out and vote.
Okay, Jason and George, any last words from you?
Yeah, Project 50, your voice, your choice. Come out to meet the candidates. Let's come out in big numbers. Meet every candidate that's running for office. But visually, we want to push Project 50. Your voice, your choice. We want to thank you for giving us this platform to push this project. Any more information that you want to know about Project 50, go to our website for Forward Visions, which is www.forwardvisions.org.
Excellent. George, great to see you always. Keep up the great work that you're doing beyond just this effort. Jason, always good to see you, too. Two times in a couple of weeks.
I know, right?
We should keep doing
this,
let's
keep doing that.
All right, we'll continue with Delaware County today. More in a moment on the new WMUN.
The YMCA of Muncie invites the community to this year's Good Friday Breakfast, April 7th, at the Horizon Convention Center. This free event is all about bringing the community together on common ground for prayer, encouragement, and reflection. In addition, it's an opportunity for the YMCA of Muncie to actively live out the C in YMCA. Breakfast on Friday, April 7th starts at 7 a.m. with a program at 7:30, highlighted by singer, songwriter, and author Matt Hammett sharing his life experience. To register, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
Update your home and get 11% off all countertop at Menards. Menards countertops are durable, dependable, affordable, and easy to install. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with Menards' great selection of quartz and laminate countertop. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com to get started on your update today and save 11% on all countertop at Menards. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
All-new, all-free, 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Woof Boom Radio, said this effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County. Sponsored in part by Magna, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, Minnetrista, MITS, IU Health, Muncie Public Library, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On March the 23rd, it's 8:44 in the morning. I have a birthday alert here. Kathy Schmaltz, the better half of Joe, the former educator. Kathy, happy birthday. Allison Terhune, is that one of the McDonald's Terhune family? I can't remember. And I see Austin Caster. Holy cow, I will see a Caster this Saturday at a live-action broadcast. I see Kevin and Katie and Michael Burke. Hold on a second, I'm scrolling. Yesterday I missed Vicki Veach. We have interviewed Vicki on this radio program before from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. I'm Steve Lindell. This is Delaware County Today, live at 8:44 in the morning on March the 23rd, highlighting our top story this morning. The search continues. They have not called off the active search of Eaton's 14-year-old Scotty Dean Morris. Still looking, still searching, and again, as we're speaking right now, a candlelight vigil is planned for this evening, 7 p.m. in Eaton. Some churches are doing that. The location for that will be 301 East Harris Street in the Eaton area. The efforts continue. The authorities are asking for people to please slow down and or stop the conjecture and or what is called, I would say, name-calling in some instances on social media. Be very careful about what you're saying, writing, and sharing, because we want to make sure that a good, positive outcome is the end of this story, if there's any way for that to happen. All right, the bill that Indiana's Senator Mike Braun was involved with, it was and turned out to be the first presidential veto by President Biden.
The Brett Baer Minute.
President Biden's veto of the bipartisan congressional resolution to nullify the administration's environmental, social, and corporate governance. This is the ESG rule, which a lot of critics say prioritizes politics over getting the best financial returns for Americans. Fox News contributor, nationally syndicated radio host Leslie Marshall. You have Senator Joe Manchin, obviously a thorn in the side of the administration on numerous times, Democrat from West Virginia, saying this administration continues to prioritize their radical policy agenda over the economic, energy, and national security needs of our country, and it's absolutely infuriating.
He seems to be at odds, even though they have a great personal relationship, with the president on many issues, and anything that comes down to consideration of climate factors, that is just an area where Joe Manchin is not having it, and this is a perfect example of that.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
And on WMUN, we are a Fox News affiliate as well. The Brett Baer Report and all the other news around the world comes up before the top of the hour, every hour, all day, every day on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and podcasting, replay on demand, anything and everything, WMUNMuncie.com. We've been looking into this. I'm not sure if you heard this CDC report that I think was late last week first released, a potentially deadly fungus, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, Candida auris, C-A-N-D-I-D-A, A-U-R-I-S. That deadly fungus has surfaced, causing people to search for information. The Indiana State Department of Health is tracking the fungus. Indiana is monitoring 87 clinical cases. Now, this is as of late last week, I think. RTV6 has this report. The health department says the fungus is a serious global threat. It's resistant to many antifungal drugs that are used to treat infections. This can trigger infections in the bloodstream, wounds, ears, and urinary tract. The health department says it mainly affects hospitalized patients and comes with a death rate, get this, between 30 and 60%. Those with serious illnesses or compromised immune systems are most at risk. That sounds eerily similar. Compromised immune systems, most at risk, of course, what we've been hearing for a few years now with respect to the COVID and all that. This is WMUN, Delaware County Today. A segment called Speaker's Lobby is up next. There have been apparently some attendance troubles in the U.S. Senate.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It was Woody Allen who said that 90% of life is just showing up. Well, even that has been a problem for months in the narrowly divided Senate. All 100 senators haven't been present since August. That's when all 100 senators were there for Democrats to pass their big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. In fact, the new year started with the absence of GOP Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He was out recovering from hip surgery. Of late, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been away recovering from a fall. Democratic Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has been hospitalized for depression. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein has been away hospitalized for shingles. Of late, anywhere from 5 to 7 senators have been away at any one time. That's impeded Democrats from having the numbers they need to advance judicial nominations to the floor. That said, the Senate hasn't had the most robust schedule this year. It certainly hasn't considered issues nearly as weighty as the Inflation Reduction Act. So some members have skipped, even if they aren't wrestling with health concerns. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Affiliation with WMUN, the talk of Muncie, what people are talking about ball statewide includes some baseball and softball news. They did get that baseball game in yesterday with Butler. Ball State wins, get this, 19-2. Ouch. Cardinals moved to 14-6 overall. They were the pick to win the Mid-American Conference, I think, in the preseason press preview. Ball State goes on the road for the first time in the Mid-American Conference this week. Friday, I think, is their scheduled trip to Eastern Michigan, weather permitting. The softball team has adjusted their weekend series. They'll now play a doubleheader on Saturday at home and a noon game on Sunday with Central Michigan. Now, the softer side of news, a singer that always sings his own name into his songs did a really good deed.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Pop star Jason Derulo makes the Dean's List for helping a waiter in Nebraska pay for college. Jordan Schaefer works at Charleston's restaurant in Omaha. During his Sunday shift, Jason walked in to eat with his family. After serving him food, Jordan couldn't believe his eyes when he saw the bill, and there was a $5,000 tip. Jordan says he felt his heart beating fast and the adrenaline kicked in. He decided to go on social media to express his gratitude. The video has been seen thousands of times where Jordan thanks Jason and confesses that the money will go towards paying a semester of college. He says he can't thank him enough. Jason was visiting Omaha since he recently purchased a stake in their women's volleyball team and stopped in with his family and business partner. He later commented on Jordan's social media post, saying he was happy to help and grateful for his service and to keep spreading the love. Jordan and Jason, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Meteorologist with Fox News Radio, Janice Dean, there on WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Showers and thunderstorms. Storms are still a good bet. We're going to get some bigger rain numbers over the next couple of days. Sunday looks like the sunniest day in the future, but none of that coming anytime before then as it's looking. Howard Kurtz now promoting being handcuffed. It's apparently a thing.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
This may be the oddest story of the day, or maybe of the hour. Donald Trump claims he is ready for his perp walk. That according to the New York Times, which has been talking to people who talk to the former president. He's told friends, according to this story, he welcomes the idea of being paraded by the authorities before a throng of reporters and news cameras. He's even mused openly about whether he should smile for the assembled media, and has pondered how the public would react and is going to describe the whole thing as a fun experience. No one is quite sure whether his remarks are bravado or genuine resignation about what lies ahead. But look, he's likely to be disappointed because the NYPD and the Secret Service and the Manhattan DA are all talking about how to do this without turning it into a media circus, most likely getting him in through a back door. You would think a politician who's going to be indicted would want to do this quietly, but Donald Trump is very different. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All right, and WMUN, Howie Kurtz, by the way, again, to explain his role at Fox News Radio, he talks about how the media covers things and stories and information. He doesn't cover the story per se. He covers the way the media covers it, and I think it's an interesting twist and angle to a different way to look at that sort of information. Congrats again to our Hometown Heroes winners. 12 more announced just the other day. The first one coming in April this year will be the Delaware County Special Needs Prom. They're our hometown hero of the month coming up for April and every month for the next 12 in a row as that system and series continues. Good morning to Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com. He'll be texting me in a moment. And the 765businessjournal.com. Good morning to my beautiful wife, Nancy, listener every day. Her birthday is on March 24th. Yes, it is. And Emily Guffey, whose birthday it was just the other day. She told me in advance, apparently, and I completely forgot, though we got her a belated gift. My name is Steve Lindell. I am pleased and proud to be on again tomorrow on Delaware County Today on WMUN.